Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Thank you for being here today. As promised, we're going to be looking at whether or not God is done using Israel. There is a very popular, almost a common theme that is, even in conservative circles, that God is done with Israel, that we are spiritual Israel, the Christians are, Christian world, and that God is done with them and that they're no longer going to be on the scene. However, what does the Bible have to say about it? And if you hear this, it's like, is this something that's true? Because let's be honest, they use some things that sound good and they sound like they make sense. However, they even use some scriptures that sound like they make sense. But what does the Bible say just plainly? And we're in the book of Romans today. We're in the book of Romans. And specifically, we're in Romans chapter number 11. And we look at the first two verses of Romans 11, verse 1. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not that what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone and seek my life, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God? In verse 4, unto him I have reserved myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. And we look at this and we say, well, there's no Jew that believes on Christ. Well, the Bible's being very clear here. Absolutely, there are those, even in the time of Paul and Peter, there were Jews who were turning to Christ, and there are Jews who are turning to Christ today. But do the promises that God made to them in the Old Testament still hold true today? You know, we're talking about Genesis 18:18, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. All through the Old Testament, we see the promises that those that bless Israel, bless God's people, shall be blessed. I think it's very important for our country to defend Israel and to help Israel as it has in the past and has enjoyed much protection from the United States of America, but that is in danger today because there are those that are out there that would say, even our leaders that would say, well, we don't need to help them. We don't need to be worried about that. Well, let's get back to the spiritual realm here in the realm of Christianity. You know, so have we replaced them? No, we have not been, we have not replaced Israel. However, we are grafted in. We see that later on in Romans 11, verse 11 says, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. It's talking about Israel. But rather through their fall, salvation is coming to the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. What does it say here? If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. Talking of the Jews. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first root be holy, the lump is also holy. If the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, speaking of Israel, and thou being a wild olive tree, speaking of the Gentiles, who are the Christian world today, were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. Here it is, verse 21, for if God spare not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. So right here, these verses, speaking exactly of people that are Gentiles, that are Christians today, that say, well, we have replaced Israel, we are spiritual Israel, we have replaced them. And they were broken off so that we could be placed because we are more worthy. The Apostle Paul is saying here, you can't have that attitude. You must fear. If God broke off Israel, then saying that he's going to restore them. We know that in the book of Revelation, very clear. He's going to restore them. If you broke them off, then those who are non-naturally grafted in, adopted into the family of God as Gentiles are, then we better make sure that we are doing what God would have us do and not be high-minded, but grateful and thankful, and also have that attitude towards the Jews that they are still God's chosen people. And that is something we must remember. So let's not get caught up in this comes in reference to Christian nationalism, which we looked at last week. And that really, and I just did a mention on it because it's something that people talk about. And just so you are aware, Christian nationalism is not a good thing in the sense of its overarching definition. It is placing patriotism above Christianity. It is forcing our nation to be Christian. It is forcing a state-sponsored religion on our country. That's what they mean by Christian nation. They want Christianity to be forced, and that no other religion is allowed in the U.S., many of them. Not all, but many of them believe that. That is not something that God wants. So this is where this comes, and also they're against the Jews, and they have this idea that Christians are spiritual Israel, and the United States has replaced Israel in the world, and that is just simply not the case. And we have to understand that the Jews still are the apple of God's eye. God has broken them off for now, has set them aside, but they will be brought back, and they will come back to God, and they will be restored again, and Jesus will be their king and will rule on this earth 1,000 years. We see that in Revelation. So we need to make sure that we are winning as many Jews as we can to Christ, that we ought not have this view of them as the Catholics did and do at times, that they're the killer of Jesus. Now, even Peter said of his own people that they murdered him, and they did. However, those people back then did. The people today did not. We have to understand, let's not punish a group of people for the sins of their forefathers. Instead, let's reach them with the gospel so that they may trust their Messiah, Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah. So I want to share that with you today. So don't forget to subscribe. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. We're available on sermonaudio.com, rss.com, any major podcasting platform. We are on there, and you can subscribe, and so you don't miss another episode. So over the coming weeks, we're going to be dealing with how do we witness to different religious groups, whether they be Mormons, whether they be Jehovah's Witnesses, even dealing with some things we need to talk to Jews about. Remember, when you talk to a Jew about Christ, you can't use the New Testament. You must use the Old to show them Christ, and how then show them in the New Testament how the Old Testament, New Testament go hand in hand one with another. So we're going to be going over that over the next couple of weeks. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be helpful. It's going to be interesting, and you're not going to want to miss it. It'll help you in your witness for the Lord. Well, thank you for joining us today, and I will see you next time.